This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition and another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who was with us a little while back. He's the guy that was behind the crowdfunding of the Viper Nürburgring run. And guess what? They went back and they did it again. And Russ Oasis is standing by to tell us all about it. Coming up in hour number two of the program, we're going to be joined by a real expert in the realm of lubrication. You know, you can buy oil anywhere. You can go to Walmart and buy oil. You can go to Target. You can go to Pep Boys. You can go to AutoZone. You can go to your dealer. You know, you can go there. That's fine. But the thing, if you do business with this gentleman, he's got a great website, oilhelp.com. Not only is he one of the largest North American dealers of AMSOIL, but he's also an expert, over 35 years of experience, and he was working on airplanes, and he's a pilot himself, that he learned about the early days of synthetics. So the great difference between buying from just anybody and buying from oilhelp.com is the fact that you can call this guy up, you can ask him questions, he'll recommend the oil specifically for your vehicle, and if you have a problem, if you have a question in weeks down the line, months down the line, years down the line, he is an open phone number, an open email to you. You can't do that with the big boys and, you know, buying your mobile one. You can't get on the phone with somebody from mobile, not unless you're lucky enough to be in the media or lucky enough to be a celebrity. So listen for that coming up in hour number two of the program. Didn't mean to go into a little commercial there, but that's what makes the radio world go around, folks, telephone-wise. Our number is toll-free, so feel free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Got my computer booted up here. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com is live and ready to go. And if you're listening someplace outside of North America, if you go to my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, we actually have an international caller line. And if you call in on the international caller line, like the great Art Bell used to say, what he used to call it, the mystery line, calling from the east, this number, calling from the west, calling from the bottom of a cave, call this number. Well, we're going to put you at the top of the list if you're calling from overseas. So keep that in mind as well. Also coming up on today's broadcast, we're going to be doing some other cool things with new cars and also check in with the folks at J.C. Whitney. But right now, let's go and bring forth a gentleman who's a veteran of Auto World now. I met this gentleman back at the New York International Auto Show. He's a great friend of my cousin, Bill St. James, who's a renowned radio host and voiceover artist. And I immediately connected with him because he loves radio and because he loves cars. He eats, drinks, and breathes cars. He's got an amazing car collection. He's a racer, and he's a true car guy. What could be better than that? Well, what could be better than that is to talk to this gentleman. His name is Russ Oasis. Russ, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Bob. What a flattering introduction. I appreciate it.
Before we talk car stuff, let's talk a little bit about your broadcasting background. You, in your life, have owned radio stations. You were a pioneer in the Miami market. I know you've been behind the microphone. Give us a little thumbnail sketch.
I have. Well, back in the late 60s, when I went to college in Boston, I went to Northeastern University. I was crazy about radio, went to the college radio station, and Northeastern was co-op, so you worked half the time, and then you went to school half the time. And my working jobs were always at radio stations. So starting in 1970, I was on the air full-time at stations in and around Boston. And did that until I graduated, and then went to work briefly in Providence, and then moved to Miami for a terrific job, and have lived in Miami since. I was on the air for 10 years, started an advertising agency with a guy who I had met, who I had a television show with down there, and we did well in the ad agency business, and through that I met some other people, and I had always loved radio more than anything else, so started buying radio stations, and we flipped a couple of Anglo stations Spanish in Miami and did very, very well with them, and that was the start of my radio career as far as ownership goes.
And what an amazing move that was. I mean, you were truly a visionary, seeing that need unfulfilled in Miami. And of course, Miami, now I know you live there most of the time. That's one place I've never been, believe it or not. I was once invited to a
BMW. Well, we're waiting for you. We're waiting for you.
Okay. I got to check out the collection.
Your cousin Bill has been down there. We've certainly had dinner there several times.
Oh, that's great. Well, I look forward to seeing your collection and talking some more radio stuff. That's great. I'd love to hear more about the Boston stations you worked at. But the car passion, I know you've been a lifelong car guy, and we had you on just a little while back talking about the first time you got together and did some crowdfunding. You love the Viper. You own a whole slew of Vipers. What's the total count?
I'm sorry, say that again, Bob.
What's the total count of Vipers at the moment?
Yeah, I have 10 Vipers.
Very good.
10 Vipers.
10 Vipers.
And I think I have another 14 cars other than that.
Fantastic. And you not only collect Vipers, but you yourself race Vipers. And I've seen some footage of you racing, and you're very, very good, Russ. I mean,
Thank you. I'm just, you know, started a little bit late, so in racing, when you start late, you're never great, but it's fun, and I enjoy it, and it takes my mind off things, and it's a way to escape and enjoy your car.
Well, let's talk about this crowdfunding volume one. You went over to the Nürburgring and had two vehicles, and I know you got some great support from a tire company, and we want to plug them, and the folks at Road and Track did a story on you, and then you came on the radio show and told us all about it. And since that time, you've gone back, and the Viper has set a new record for the Viper, and it's knocking on the door of greatness. I mean, this was an amazing run. Tell our listeners about that fantastic...
It was a little bit of a heartbreak, primarily because our goal was to come back with a lap that started with a 6. We were willing to settle for a 6.59, even if it didn't beat the Porsche 918 with a 6.57. You know, the Porsche 918 is a fine car, but it's $1 million.
Yes.
And the Viper is $140,000, $150,000. So we were willing to come back with a 6.59. Kumho, which was our prime sponsor, they are the tire manufacturer for the car, and they make a terrific tire. My guess is they never expected anybody to take the tire to the Nürburgring. When you go there, the track is 13 miles long. So when you compare to, say, the longest track in America, and I don't know exactly what the longest one is, but I'm suspecting it's probably the longer course at VIR, which is around 4 miles.
Sure.
you know.
Hold that thought. We're coming up against the break. I want to hear more about the Nürburgring and more about racing. It's going to be lots of fun in this hour. Russ Oasis is with us. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around the board. Andy is at the controls at Master Control, the GCN in Minnesota. I'm at my humble studio here just outside of Orlando. And Russ Oasis joins us live from a stealth location somewhere around Massachusetts. It's a really, really cool place, and most of the time you find Russ down here in Miami. But, Russ, let's talk a little bit more about what makes the Nürburgring so unique. And you were saying before the break there that here in North America, here in the lower 48 states, VIR probably is the longest track. There are,
yeah, in my mind, I can't think of any longer tracks. But my point was that when Kumho developed the tires, they probably didn't have a 13-mile track in mind.
Yes.
And the kind of G-forces we were exerting on a extreme basis for a long time made the tires wear in a particular fashion that unfortunately caused a couple of failures. And one of those failures caused us to crash a car.
I'm sorry that that happened.
So, you know, one failure happened on a straightaway, and we were able to cope with it. But, you know, and we were, you know, we had just done our record lap of 701.3, and we were going for the next lap, and probably we should have just brought the car in, changed the tires again, and then gone for that lap.
Wow. That 701.3 is nothing to be ashamed of, though. And
no, folks, no, but it doesn't start with a 6.
I can understand
that.
That
was our goal.
It's such a great thing that you're able to offer folks. If you Google the story on Road and Track or just go to Road and Track, you can find it. And I'll see if I can put up a link on my AutoWorldRadio.com as well. And push it out there to some social media sites in addition to all the ones that you have already. But you have a great in-cockpit camera, and you get to see the driver do that 701.3 from start to finish.
It's a continuous take, so there's no question. You know, some of the other manufacturers that have claims to times, they have edited tapes. And while they show a different view, they claim, well, we just wanted to show you the driver. Well, that's how you can kind of cheat. You know, you pull, as they say in video editing, you pull up the next piece a little bit. And it gives an editor a chance to make it look faster than it is. Our piece is continuous. It's from beginning to end. It never leaves that one camera. And you can, you know, time it yourself. So it's a very legitimate 701.3.
Yes, and it's an amazing thrill ride just to watch that driver piloting that car. And which driver was the one that got the
701.3? That was Lance David Arnold.
Excellent. You had two great drivers working on the project.
We had several great drivers. We had Lucas Stolz, and we had Dominic Farnbacher, and we had Dominic's brother Mario Farnbacher. And each one had a different perspective. Each one gave us different input, and each one turned in incredible times. It was a little ironic that Luca, who was the first driver to turn in a lightning time, didn't end up being the driver that turned in the fastest time at the end. Dominic might have been had he not had to leave to race at Silverstone that weekend. So he left, and somebody recommended that we try Lance, and we did, and Lance was lightning. So there's a lot of great drivers at that level there. There's a lot of great German drivers who know the Nürburgring well. And I would dare to say that not one is that much better than another. I think that Dominic could have done what Lance did. I think that Lance was excellent, excellent, excellent. I think Mario could have done what Dom did. I think Luca could have done what Mario did. I think that they're all pretty much in that same elite league and could have gotten us where we wanted to go had we not crashed the car.
Yeah, that is a shame. I think it was so smart of you to tap into folks who grew up around that area and knew that track inside and out. Just watching the video, it really gives you an idea of how difficult it is. Of course, having done automotive radio since 1992 and having been on the staff of Motor Trend for 10 years. I haven't had the opportunity to ever drive on it myself, but I've talked to a lot of different people. But it's not until you get that bird's eye view from that Viper that you see just how challenging this track is. I mean, there are no wonder the car manufacturers, General Motors, started using it for their V-Series Cadillacs to do tuning. And now, of course, they use it for the Corvettes, and they use it for the Camaro ZL1 and the old Camaro Z28, and just about every manufacturer use it. But the question is, and I wasn't able to look it up beforehand, but has Ford had any run with the new GT on the Nürburgring?
Not to my knowledge. I was curious about the same thing, and I tried to research it online. I couldn't find anything there. I would suspect that the GT will turn in an incredible time. I didn't see it in the top 10 or top 20, so my guess is they haven't been there yet.
Yeah, and it needs to be done. There's no question about it. The question for you is, are you going to try again? Is there going to be a third round?
I don't think so. Oddly, somebody called me, one of the sponsors called me this last week and said, what do you think about going back one more time? And I said, well, if you want to, I'll do it, but I don't want to have to crowdfund this time because it was tedious. It wasn't painful, but it was tedious, and you have to deal with a lot of different people. And also, I'd want to get the one car that we had left that we did not crash, if it hadn't left Germany yet, because it was within a day of leaving. I'd want to grab that car so that we don't have to reprep a car. There's a lot of prep that goes into these cars. And he said, let me think about it for a day. And the next day he called and said, I think I'll just let it slide. And I said, okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, that's still a great time, and you're knocking on the door, and you're absolutely right in your analogy to the 918. I mean, it's a out-of-production million-dollar vehicle that a few people will ever own, let alone see on the street anywhere. But a Viper is a reasonably affordable car for the lucky folks who can buy a car over $100,000, and this is a car that you are going to see on the streets and highways of North America and also on the racetracks, and you're certainly testimony to that. Is there any reason besides finances? Of course, this all costs so much more money than anybody on the other side of the radio is probably hasn't added it up, but you've done it now twice, and you know how much doing something like this costs. But did you ever get any feedback from FCA, from Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, from Ralph Shields, or from any of their team as to why they didn't do it? When we come back on the other side, I'll be interested to talk to you about that.
Sure.
And anybody has got a question for us, dial us up, 855-660-4261. Or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Here he is, the rock and roll gearhead. If you've never checked out Billy's book, it's a combination of his car collection, his guitar collection. It's a very cool book indeed. Russ Oasis is with us, car guy extraordinaire. This is the gentleman who twice led a crowdfunding attempt to have the Viper go out on top, and Russ is just a Viper lover, and he wanted to see the Viper, which is now unfortunately going to be going out of production, that he wanted to see this last generation go out in true glory, and he made a couple of trips over to the Nürburgring, this last trip yielding a remarkable 7:01.3 run, which was just spectacular. Before the break, I was just pontificating out loud here, Russ, about the folks at FCA. You know, besides the money, you know, this costs a lot. Do you know of any reason why folks within the Viper program never did a factory-funded effort?
What I do know, Bob, is that the people who work inside Chrysler all wished us the best and helped all they could. I don't know why Chrysler, FCA, Fiat Chrysler, was unwilling to help. It turned out for the best, though, because it attracts much more attention and has much more authenticity to it when you do it yourself than when it's funded by a factory.
Absolutely. So that's what we got to do. We got to get you that 2017 Ford GT, and you got to do
that. That's what you
got
to do, Bob. Can you help me do that? I was so disappointed that Ford did not award me a car. I thought that in all the categories they had in their application that I hit it out of the ballpark, but apparently they didn't think so.
It's a funky list, and there are people within the Ford organization that aren't particularly happy about the way it was decided, but we're going to be working on
that. There are people who don't even own a Ford GT that got them.
Yes, I know. It's an absolute shame, but there are so many funky things going on in the world these days. This is just another one, and the realm of automotive journalism is one that is plagued by an awful lot of things that are going on that never should be happening, and I think that spills over to something like this as well.
Somebody told me that the people who got them were the people who are active on the 4GT blog who went to Le Mans to watch the GT race. I think that some of those are people who don't own the original GT, or if they did, they sold it because they were able to make a large profit. And then it was kind of like, you know, an inside deal, a club thing, and that's not what the application was. The application was, do you race? Do you collect cars? Are you an influencer? Things like that. So I was disappointed. I even wrote to Mr. Hackett. I had written a letter to Mr. Fields and then wrote a letter to Mr. Hackett, and just haven't been able to shake the trees on this one. I really want a GT now that the Viper is not going to be in production any longer. I'd like to transfer my car and automotive energy to the GT. And, you know, I love the one that I have now. I just want the new one as well.
Yeah, and you certainly deserve it. Of all the car guys that I know, you're number one on the list, so I'm going to continue to work with you on this situation and get you behind the wheel of that 2017 Ford GT, which takes a number of different directions. I mean, the Ford GT that you have, which I love, is powered by a 5.4-liter supercharged V8 engine, and it is made primarily of aluminum, and it's different in that the designer on the project, Camillo Pardo, you know, kind of made a modern-day incarnation of the original Ford GT40s from the late 60s. But with this all-new Ford GT, they went totally different. They went with carbon fiber, which is much more expensive. They went with an EcoBoost engine, a V6, a 3.5-liter V6, really turned up high to 600-and-some-odd horsepower. They went away from the manual transmission and went to a dual clutch transmission, and I too, you know, I like both, and in all honesty, I actually love the dual clutch transmissions and wish more manufacturers would offer them. It seems like Ford has been one of the most reluctant to offer it in any of their other performance cars. You can't get the Shelby GT350, you can't get their sporting Focus or Fiesta, including their 350 horsepower all-wheel drive Focus, the rally car. You can't get that, but for racing, I think one of your drivers made a comment that if Viper was to come back again, he would really like to see more downforce and the inclusion of a paddle shift transmission.
I think that was Dominic Farnbacher, who jokingly said that if the Viper was going to come back, he was going to tell Ralph Gills, not so much downforce, a smaller wing. I think that's what he said, because the downforce was unbelievable. And in some ways, it slowed us down. The last straight is about 2 miles long at the ring. And our top speed was only, I don't know, 178, 180 miles an hour. And with a little less downforce, we probably could have gotten up to 186, 190, and we needed that.
Yeah, that was a place you could have made up some significant time.
Exactly.
I know it has an absurd amount of downforce. I remember Ralph talking about that. It's like 800 pounds or something ridiculous.
It's over 1,000.
Wow.
It's close to 2,000. It's 1,500 to 1,700 pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's
part of
what happened to the tires, Bob. They, you know, the tires just got tired. You know, when the lap is 13 miles long and you do a warm-up lap and then you go for it, you're really heating up those tires when you have that much downforce for that long of a period of time.
Absolutely. That makes all the sense in the world. I myself have the only time I was in Germany was once, and it was on Chrysler's dime. Mercedes owned Chrysler at that period, and I went to the Frankfurt Auto Show, but I would love to someday go to the Nürburgring, and I have some friends that have driven on it. Mike Yeager, who made a multi-million dollar career out of selling Corvette accessories, Mid-American Motor Works, he went to Germany and in his rental car drove on the Nürburgring. How about you, Russ? Did you get a chance to drive on the ring?
I did. A funny story about that. Ben Keating is the owner of Viper Exchange, and I've known Ben for, 10, 15 years. We used to race together. And Ben owned the cars, and I said to him when I was on the way over, Ben, I can't wait to take the cars on the ring. And he's like, oh, no, Russ, don't do that. Don't. I'm like, Ben, you know I can drive okay. You know, he goes, no, you'll see. You'll see. When you get there, you'll see. And so I rented. He goes, rent a car. That's what I did, rent a car. So I rented a BMW when I got there, and I took it on the ring. And then I posted a picture of myself with the BMW after getting out of the car. And I immediately got a comment from Ben on Facebook. He goes, now do you understand? And I was like, yes, Ben, now I understand. Because it is such a challenging and dangerous track that unless you know it like the back of your hand, you could really get in trouble very, very quickly on that track, no matter how good you are.
It is so true, and that's good advice for any racer who doesn't have experience on a specific new track. You can get into trouble at a lot of other tracks around North America here, and I've seen it during the Laguna Seca races, the historics in Monterey. People don't respect some of the corkscrews out there, and I've seen some mighty expensive classics crash. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Rush Oasis around the bend.
Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. And I am Bob Long, along with Russ Oasis, car guy extraordinaire, radio guy, racer, car collector, and hopefully future Ford 2000 GT owner. That's what we're going to be working on, because if there ever was a guy who deserved it, it certainly is Russ. And we were talking a little bit about the trickiness of the Nürburgring track, and as you pointed out, you know, there are tracks here in North America that are equally, well, I won't say equally, but are definitely have some areas that you can get yourself into some serious trouble, so it's always best to know the track.
No question. I mean, when you're on a 13-mile-long track like the Nürburgring, there's a lot of blind curves and elevation changes. And so sometimes you'll be going up a hill, and you'll be peaking the hill and not knowing whether the track goes to the right or left. So unless you know the track like the back of your hand, it's easy to get in trouble. And then even if you do know the track like the back of your hand, it's easy to get in trouble. This is a track that was built right after World War II, before they had any concerns about safety areas. Mm-hmm. And it cuts its way right through the woods. It's very much like Maine, like deep Maine or Vermont or New Hampshire.
Wow.
And so in today's environment where they'd like to make it a little safer, they've put Armco barriers all the way around, and they're not very far off the track. So if you have a couple of wheels off and you go more than 6, 8, 10 feet off the track, you're into one of the barriers. And they're not very friendly, Bob. Usually you don't get hurt, but they're not very friendly to the car.
No, that would make sense. And, of course, some of our younger listeners may not realize that the Nürburgring for many years was the site of a professional road race, but due to crashes, they actually shut down that portion.
Well, they still have races there all the time now. What they've done is they've rerouted some of the things. There was a little piece. Dominic and his brother Mario took me to a spot where the track used to go uphill very, very dramatically, and you'd get airborne. It went uphill so so quickly, and they took it. You had to walk through the woods a couple of miles to get to it. But the track has since closed that portion. It's been closed since the late 60s, I think, and rerouted. So there are some changes there, but they still use the track on a regular basis. I was there for a couple of races. You know, in the 4 weeks I was there, I saw a couple of races on the ring.
Oh, that's cool. So what's next for you, Russ, when it comes to vehicle ownership? Like, we know you want the Ford GT for 2017. Any other collector cars you have on your
horizon? Bob, I mean, really my focus has been on the GT. If I can find a nice 1992 Viper, I would like that so I can have the first year. I do have a 95, which is the Gen 1 Roadster, but I wouldn't mind having a 92 Gen 1 Roadster. And then other than that, I really am focused on the Ford GT. It's, I like American cars. I like American muscle, that is exotic and, performance proven. And I think that the Viper and the Ford GT both qualify quite well in that regard.
So true. Have you had the opportunity to see the Ford GT in person?
I have. I was in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show, and there was one on display there.
Yeah, it is a striking design, especially from the back and the back three-quarter view. I mean, such an emphasis on aerodynamics, much more attuned to that, and a driver cockpit with a whole lot more technology than was available 10 years ago when we saw the GT that you have, which is just a wonderful car, but this is a whole different level. And, you know, Ford got some criticism in the pricing. You know, lots of folks who bought the first one, you know, immediately said in no way they can afford that kind of money. Do you think Ford was smart to go carbon fiber and to make this more limited production and to make it less available than that first Ford GT from 2004 to 2006?
I have no beef with the price. I mean, I think it's expensive, but there are lots of other cars that are more expensive, from Ferrari and Lamborghini and McLaren and Bugatti and the like, Aston Martin. So there's plenty of cars that are more expensive. I don't really have a problem there. I wish that Ford would make the car a little more available to those of us who want it. I think that, that some of the cars that went out, we're never going to see. I've never seen one on the road, although I know they haven't released too many yet. But I just think that it would be good to allow people who want to pay the going rate for the car to have it. And not necessarily, I do respect that Ford is restricting the resale of the cars initially. I think that that's a really smart thing. In fact, in my initial letter to Mark Fields, I said that I thought that they ought to have some program of that nature so that people couldn't flip the cars and turn a whole market of that. But like I said, I'm okay with the price. I just wish it was more available and that I was on their list.
Well, again, work in progress, and we're going to do our best to get you behind the wheel of one of those vehicles. I've only spoken to a couple of folks that have had the opportunity to drive the vehicle, and, you know, with its digital dashboard and with the dual-clutch transmission, I know Jay Leno made a comment on his television show. He said it was the coolest video game he ever drove.
I saw that. He was at Willow Springs with the car.
Exactly. And that gentleman, Dave, I forget his last name, he ends with P, who is the head of Ford Performance, is a friend of mine. So we're going to lean on Dave, and we're going to lean on some other folks for you, Russ. and hopefully we can get it across the goal line.
Well, Bob, you're going to be the first person I take for a ride.
That sounds great. And can't wait to have the opportunity to spend more radio time with you. I knew that you went to Northeastern University, and you're absolutely right. The co-op program there is so, so popular and really a great program for students. But I had no idea that you got the opportunity to work in radio during the 6 months that you weren't in school. I mean, geez, that's great.
And then after that, I mean, I even worked, I worked at WMEX, which was a station in Boston,
sure,
while I was going to school. So I really had the best of both worlds. I was working almost full-time, plus going to school full-time. And by the time I graduated, I had, you know, a half a dozen stations under my belt already.
Yeah, which is great.
And then, which is great, yeah.
Absolutely.
And, of course, I really love radio, as you do, too. You know, all of us.
I do.
It's a fraternity,
yes,
and we all love radio, and so does Billy.
Absolutely. And lots of folks, you know, have unfortunately turned a little bit away from radio in recent times, but I think it's just something that's a passing fad, so to speak, and I think radio is going to be around for a long, long time. And
well, don't get me started on what public companies did to radio, because we'll be here a long time.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Russ, if you'd like to give out any social media information or emails or anything else, feel free to promote whatever you would like.
Sure. Well, you can always reach me at Russ Oasis on Facebook, and you can reach me at RussOasis@AOL.com and at Russ Oasis on Twitter.
Very
and
cool.
Go to Viper Ring King on Facebook, and you'll see the entire history of what we did, of going and all the trials and tribulations, and it's like a diary that I wrote in every day of what we did that day and how it went. It's an interesting little chronology of our trip, of our two
absolutely
trips.
I was thinking it would make a great documentary piece if you had enough footage. And
we have a video coming out, Bob, and I think it's going to be about 30 minutes long. And it's just in the editing room right now, so it's not quite ready, and it takes a little while to get these things prepared, but it's coming.
Oh, that's going to be great. And I could see you, and I can hook you up with some other folks at Motor Books International. I think this would make a great story for publication as well. You can make a nice little coffee table book out of it.
That'd be fantastic. We've got the pictures to do it. We had a professional photographer and two professional videographers there with us.
Wonderful. I'll work on that as well. Well, Russ, my friend, thank you for this time,
Bob,
this
thank
hour,
you.
And we look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World fans around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
Adding Dynavite to their diets has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.